I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today, I'm taking you to experience Mardi Gras, but not in the capital city of New Orleans, but another part of Louisiana that has just as good a celebration with far less people. The idea of joining 1.5 million revelers in New Orleans for Mardi Gras made this slightly claustrophobic traveler nervous. However, experience similar parades in Shreveport with more locals than tourists was appealing. I just wasn't prepared to be caught up in the bead mania. Mardi Gras was the first celebration of the French who landed in Louisiana on that Tuesday before Ash Wednesday over 300 years ago. In the 1700s, then secret societies called crews held balls and other festivities. New Orleans torchbearers led night parades sponsored by these groups in the 1830s, with the first daylight event debuting in 1872. About the time throws from floats were first recorded. In the 1920s, bead throwing began in earnest with glass beads from Czechoslovakia and Japan. This festival is held throughout Louisiana. In fact, it's been a state and school holiday since 1875. Shreveport celebrations date back to the mid-19th century, although it was dormant for many years, before being revived in 1984. The Gemini Cruise Parade is the oldest, and its theme this year was Gemini Loves Television. A far cry from the original mythical and satirical themes. It's hard to compare a Gunsmoke float with one from the 1873 called The Missing Links to Darwin's Origin of Species. Yet the basics are the same. Members of the crews pay to decorate floats and for all the beads, which are now from China and Korea, the candy, toy coins, footballs, and cups that are thrown as well. This year, $220 and a membership would also buy you a space on top of the float. While drinking is part of the fun, both on and off the floats, we saw little excessive behavior in Shreveport. Families and friends lined the road, many with chairs and coolers. Kids crowded to the front for the freebies. Experienced adults recognized the more generous floats as they approached and would rush to the front for the bags of goodies. My plan as a travel writer was to take notes, photos, and observe. That fell apart when the first beaded necklace dropped at my feet. I scooped it up and started collecting. The problem was being only 5 feet tall. To really grab the beads in air, I had to be in front of the kids. But it didn't feel right jumping at necklaces in front of sweet 5-year-olds. If I moved back, taller arms could clutch anything coming my way. I had to turn to my 6'3" husband, who took some convincing to participate. But when he did, it was great. After a while, I could just order up there and say, "I need a purple one," or "I like those white ones." He simply reached up and caught my desired color. He also shared with others around us whose necks were bare. At our hotel the next morning, we saw a woman from Tyler who had been at the parade and was an experienced Mardi Gras participant. When asked how our parade compared to others, she admitted disappointment in the crummy beads. No, and I quote, good, end quote, beads had been thrown. Only then did I notice the difference in what she was wearing and what we had caught. Her beads from previous Mardi Gras parades were larger and of different shapes, with some necklaces having charms or a medallion in the middle. I realized I needed to pay more attention. On Sunday afternoon, a popular neighborhood parade passed through the Highland area south of downtown Shreveport. We parked in a nearly full Presbyterian church parking lot and noted all other license plates were from Louisiana. Floats varied from the large professional structures to decorated boats or even flatbeds decked out for the Humane Society, Rotary Club, or an elementary school's cheerleaders. While beads were still the most popular item, throws got more personal. Candies, gum, cups, balls, moon pies, and even hot dogs were tossed into the crowd. It was here, though, that I caught a small package necklace with a purple and green fleur-de-lis medal. My first good beaded necklace. At midnight Tuesday, Monsignor Provenza of Holy Trinity Catholic Church always meets the two largest crews at the center of the Red River Bridge, which connects Shreveport and Bossier City. He blesses the participants and imposes ashes on the forehead of those who request it. An early Ash Wednesday service and an indication that Lent had begun. All those beautiful beads will now be shared or stored or sold on eBay. But I'm already researching Mardi Gras celebrations for next year, especially those who throw good beads.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began writing about her journeys in 2008. If you'd like to see photos from Mary's trips, read blog entries, and more, visit MaryClarkTraveler.com. The programming you hear on 88.9 KETR is brought to you in huge part thanks to listener support. Please dig deep and give what you can at KETR.org. Click support this station.